Most of you are certainly aware of the big announcement that happened this week. The Superior General of the Society of St. Pius X, Father Davide Pagliarani, has announced that we will have a consecration of new bishops on July 1st of this year. At this point, we do not have the approval of the church authorities in Rome for this, and it seems unlikely that we will receive it, although Father Pagliarani will be going to Rome to meet with Cardinal Fernandez on Thursday. So it's a difficult situation and one that warrants some explanation. So Father Pagliarani has asked that all the sermons this Sunday in the churches of the Society throughout the world be on this subject. And in the first place, we have to point out that the Society as a whole and each of its members have no desire to be anything other than entirely faithful to our Lord Jesus Christ and to his church, which is the Catholic Church. We want to be Catholic and nothing else. And the consecration of bishops, far from being opposed to that desire, is entirely in line with it. But the first and the essential mission of the Church is the salvation of souls. To be truly Catholic means to make this reality, the salvation of souls, the priority. Canon law exists for the salvation of souls. The hierarchy exists for the salvation of souls. The office of the Pope exists for the salvation of souls. Like the whole church is for the salvation of souls. To think about these things from any other point of view is to completely misunderstand. Being quote unquote pastoral without working for the salvation of those entrusted to one's care is utterly meaningless. Utterly meaningless. What pastor means shepherd. What's the shepherd supposed to do? To lead the flock to where it's supposed to be. And that is eternal life. The mission of salvation requires the use of the means given to us by our Lord Jesus Christ. No one, not the Pope, not the cardinals, not bishops, can invent new means of salvation. The faith must be taught in its entirety, the faith given by our Lord Jesus Christ. God must be worshipped in a fitting and dignified manner, in a way that expresses the reality about him and our relationship to him. The sacraments have to be administered validly and worthily. An authority must be exercised for the good of souls, because that's why it exists. And bishops are strictly necessary for the exercise of this mission of saving souls. They minister the sacrament of confirmation. They consecrate the holy oils required for numerous sacraments. And most of all, they pass on the priesthood through which we receive the sacraments and most of the other means of salvation. Considering all that, we look to the present state of the church, and it's a complete disaster. Salvation of souls is not the priority for most of the hierarchy. The teaching of the faith is in shambles. To give an example, in 2019, Pope Francis signed the Document on Human Fraternity, which in the midst of an avalanche of modern liberal garbage, we find the following. The pluralism and diversity of religions, color, sex, race, and language are willed by God in his wisdom, through which he created human beings. The divine wisdom is the source from which the right to freedom of belief and the freedom to be different derives. God wills the plurality of religions. God wills that there be other religions than the Catholic Church. The Pope signed that. Father Pagliarani said, a real Catholic would prefer to suffer martyrdom than to ascribe to that statement. It was an undermining of the entire faith. A sin against the first commandment. Right, the teaching of morality is in shambles. Pope Francis directly promoted the idea of giving communion to those who are divorced and quote-unquote remarried. In other words, those who our Lord Jesus Christ himself says are living in adultery. He also pushed the idea of blessing people in homosexual relationships. Right? And this pro-sodomy attitude runs rampant in the hierarchy today. The sense of the church is in shambles. We have this new idea of synodality, which would be a total reworking of the constitution of the church, undermining the hierarchical nature given to it by our Lord Jesus Christ. The German bishops demanding all sorts of things opposed to the Catholic faith, opposed to the reality of the church, are allowed to continue on their synodal path with no repercussions. Not one of them has been removed, not one of them has been censured, not one of them has been punished. There is no diocese in the entire world that is being run according to traditional principles, where the faith is taught as it should be and the sacraments are as ministered as they should be. And things are not getting better. Not anytime soon. So far, Pope Leo seems to be following the line set by his immediate predecessor. And the Society of St. Pius X has been responding to this situation in the church for more than 55 years. But we do not have, and we do not claim to have, an ordinary mission in the church. That's true. But we do have a duty and charity not to abandon the members of Christ's flock, whom it is in our power to assist. We cannot abandon these souls. We cannot abandon your souls. We cannot stop expanding and trying to reach more and more souls in need. And God is blessing our work. By their fruits you shall know them, our Lord says. All around the world, the number of our faithful is increasing. We're building new churches to accommodate them. We're opening schools to educate the children that they're having in abundance. We're filling our seminaries, monasteries, and convents with young people who want to give their lives to God. Yes, this is a question of the salvation of souls. If we stop doing our work, there are souls, a great many souls, who will not be saved. And I think we all have a sense of that. That's why we're here. I certainly would not be a priest today if it were not for the Society of St. Pius X. To step aside and let souls be lost would be a grave failure on our part. And we need bishops to continue this work, to confirm, to consecrate holy oils, to ordain the priests we need in order to continue to do what's necessary to save souls. Archbishop Lefebvre knew this when he consecrated four bishops back in 1988, and he called it Operation Survival. That we be able to maintain this work and keep working for the salvation of souls. Right? You would not have this Mass to attend today if the Archbishop had not made that momentous decision 38 years ago. And now of those four bishops, we have just two. They're now in their late 60s, with a great many miles on the odometer, certainly having spent nearly 40 years traveling all over the world. And even if they were young and in great health, there's too much work for just two men. We need new bishops to shoulder the current load, as well as to assure the continuation of the Society's work for the future. There is no real alternative. The congregations who maintain the traditional liturgy within the official structures of the church are all compromised to a later, greater or lesser degree. They remain constantly dependent on the goodwill of the local bishops, among whom there are no traditionalists, even if some are fairly tolerant. Then if a bishop changes, or a bishop gets annoyed with them, everything can be lost in a moment. They cannot expand according to real need, but require permission from a hierarchy not interested in the true means of salvation. Thus, the Society and those who work with us provide the only adequate response to the needs of the faithful in the present crisis. So this decision to consecrate new bishops is a response to the objective needs of souls. It's not intended as a challenge to Rome. It's not a breaking away from the authorities. It's not setting up our own church. We continue to recognize the authority of the Pope and the local bishops, while also continuing to insist that their authority is for the salvation of souls, and that is a duty that they are gravely neglecting. We are in an abnormal situation in the church today, which requires exceptional means in order to adequately respond. We have to avoid any spirit of legalism that would put the material observance of canon law above the reason for that which that law exists. Right, again, it's for the salvation of souls. If positive law, if human law gets in the way of its purpose, that law can be set aside. Imagine you're witnessing an accident, someone's bleeding to death, you put that person in your car and you're driving them to the hospital. And you come to a stoplight and it's red. And you can see that no one is coming in either direction. Would you stop at that stoplight and wait? Well, I have to obey the law. But what's the purpose of the law? To keep people from dying. Right? Well, someone is dying already. That law would be set aside in that case. Likewise, canon law existing for the salvation of souls, right? If some part of it, right, is harming souls, right, then that can be set aside. So that ordinarily you have to have the Pope's permission to consecrate bishops. In this case, if he's not willing to grant it, it's not with the good of souls in mind. It's not with the good of souls in mind. Suprema lex salus animarum, right, is a maxim of canon law. The supreme law is the salvation of souls. Souls are crying for help in a spiritual wasteland. Right? It's not the time to be slowed down by laws that were written for an entirely different situation, right? Written for when the church was operating in the way it normally should. Right? There may be, after these episcopal consecrations, sanctions from Rome, as there were last time, supposed excommunications. But there's another maxim of canon law, nulla culpa, nulla pena. If there's no fault, or if nothing has been done wrong, then the penalties do not apply. And there cannot be fault where the entire intention is the salvation of souls. We also have to remember that being in communion with the church means the whole church. Right? Not just the hierarchy of today, but the church throughout time. The Pope cannot change the church to suit himself or to suit the ideas of the modern world. His job is to preserve the deposit of faith. Right, that faith to which we hold fast. That faith as it was taught for nearly 2,000 years before the debacle of Vatican II. And we can be confident that the Catholics who have gone before us would recognize us as their true descendants. I know that all of you want to know details, so do I, about the episcopal consecrations. I don't know who will be chosen to be bishops. I don't know the number. Our superiors will let us know in due time. So try to avoid excessive curiosity. There's already been plenty of nonsense, and there will be more nonsense published in abundance on the internet. Now is the time in this crisis in the church to maintain true Catholic life, the unadulterated faith, the traditional sacramental life, and unceasing prayer. Pray especially for the Pope and the bishops that they realize the problems and do what's necessary to right the ship, to get the church moving back in the right direction. Pray also for the superiors of the Society of St. Pius X and for those who will be our new bishops. You know, a few months back, we spoke to you about the terrible document that the Dicastery for the Doctrine of the Faith published that diminished the honor of Our Lady. It's another proof of the grave disorientation of the hierarchy. Right? It's a proof that it's worse, things are worse than they were in 1988. For all of his other faults, John Paul II would not have run down Our Lady or allowed a document to be published under him that took away her traditional titles. And that should be a motivation for us to honor her more. To remember that we are her children, to be her knights fighting for her cause, which is none other than that of her son, the salvation of souls, as many as possible. And so we entrust these momentous intentions to her loving care, confident that she will enable us to get through these difficult times and work for the restoration of the church and for the salvation of the greatest number of souls possible. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.